The Business Hour with Cyril Viljoen on OFM.
Good evening and welcome to The Sound of Your Life. Welcome to The Business Hour. And, of course, on Tuesdays, we always focus on the business chambers in central South Africa. And, of course, tonight, the Northern Cape again, the Northern Cape Chamber of Commerce, NOCCI. And talking to Sharon Steyn, the CEO, of course. How are you doing, Sharon?
Very well, thank you, Cyril.
Sharon, so if we look at from last time that we spoke, first of all, the first thing I would like to ask you, you know, certain industries are taking to the streets peacefully in protest of some of the government regulations to keep some industries closed or just sort of still restricted, like your restaurants and the events industries. They are completely closed and still. And I mean, we're almost moving into 5 months now. How are the businesses doing in the Northern Cape in these specific sectors?
So I think I'd like to say on that one, there's a lot of the businesses that they are picking up, and I think it's very good for them. The takeaways is helping, and especially the extended hours of from 9 to 10 is also making a huge difference. So we're very grateful for that, you know, for business from that perspective, yes, much, much better.
All right. So in the Northern Cape itself, I mean, you guys are also seeing a lot of infrastructure development. I heard fiber connection in Kimberley, which is always good news. I know Bloemfontein also had theirs installed, I think about 2 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. How are you guys experiencing the whole process?
Cyril, on that is a very interesting topic. We won't go too much into detail, but I want to say, yes, Kimberley's getting the fiber at the moment. We're very excited because we did not have fiber in Kimberley. So fiber is being laid in different instances. In some areas, they're getting the poles that are being put up, and then in other areas, they're getting the trenches. There's just one issue that's not very, very nice for business and the community. The trenches and stuff that they are digging, there's not much of a reinstatement. They dig the trenches, they put the fiber in, and then the companies are disappearing. And that to us is very disturbing because, I mean, Kimberley, as it is in such a state. And now you're going to have a look at all these ugly trenches, which is really ugly. It's holes. Mm. So from that aspect, we would like to just say thank you for the fiber. We really appreciate it. But we're asking the companies if they will just have a look and make sure that when they leave, that they leave it as they found it and leave us with our fiber.
Let's say I'm a resident. Maybe they dug a trench, you know, through my paving or whatever, and didn't reinstate, didn't fix it again. What's the process to follow? What's the best way to go about it?
Well, I'm telling all the people to contact the actual owners or developers or the company, that a lot of the people are not getting assistance. On that. And then, you know what, it's obviously, we all know it's a municipal pavement, but a lot of people put in lots of money onto their pavement. Mm. And then these guys, there was no public participation on this. And I think that is what the unhappiness is. And all of a sudden you wake up one morning and you go out, your whole pavement is like that.
Yeah.
So you know, who's going to reinstate that? Are they going to reinstate it back to what it was? So that is the big issue that business is asking. Again, thank you very much for the fiber, but please reinstate our pavements and our city as it was when you came in.
Then also, Sharon, electricity tariffs that's gone up. I know a lot of people received invoices and were quite shocked about some of the prices. Can you maybe elaborate on what the situation is and why it's happening?
That's a very, very interesting one as well. So we have very, very irate business people, communities, they're all getting accounts of tremendous, like interim accounts of 3, 4, 5 months higher than what they're normally getting. And there's no explanation. You can't get hold of anybody at the municipality to understand or to explain it. We all know that there was an increase. We're still not 100% sure what the increase was. But there's some people, they paid an account last month of 1,000 rand, and this month they got an account of 10,000 rand.
Sure.
Now, how do you explain that? It's really causing, look, in the situation we're sitting now with COVID and the money and the economy and stuff, nobody can pay that. They can't. I mean, they're all trying to, they're struggling to pick up from COVID. And now we've got this instance as well. So supply chain needs to just be able to communicate to, I think, to the public and to business and explain what is the situation, because the lack of communication is not good at the moment.
So this is for the Northern Cape. This is the whole Northern Cape then that's been affected.
Correct, yes.
Sharon, lastly, also that I would like to find out from you, you know, for any businesses currently in Kimberley, you know, do you have any extra information you can maybe just pass on to them, something they can just take into the next month or two, something they need to be aware of?
No, I think we just need to say to business, you know what, we know we're going through difficult times. Everything has to get better eventually. I think I would like to say to business, all just try your hardest to abide by the rules that we have. Try not to just give in if it is possible, and let us build back what we've lost. We are a city. We are not a sparkling city anymore, but we are a city, and we need to keep it that way. And I'm asking business and the community, let us all try and stand together and work through this and make it better, and just say, you know what, we've got through it, we can get to it.
And then lastly, also then for the municipalities in the area, is there something also lastly you would like to maybe add from them, add something to them, maybe ask them a question?
I think I just want to say to the municipalities, we as business are very grateful that we have an open door relationship with them, and we really do thank them on that. But I would like to say that they need to please jack up service delivery, because that is non-existent at the moment. We do have meetings on a regular basis with them. There's lots of promises and stuff that is made, but the city is a disgrace at the moment. Our entrances, our potholes, the cleanliness, everything, it's just open promises and nothing has been happening. So all we are saying is thank you for talking to business, but can we just maybe try and those promises that are given to us get done, because we cannot live in a city like this. We're losing business. Business is leaving Kimberley due to all these issues, and we can't afford that.
Sharon, of course, CEO of the Northern Cape Chamber of Commerce, that took time to chat with us this evening on the Business Hour. Sharon, thank you so much for taking time, and good luck with you guys, and thank you so much for what you guys as a chamber is doing.
Thank you again, Cyril, and thank you to everybody. Have a lovely afternoon.
So if you just tuned in and you maybe missed out on the conversation, as I always say, the place to go and listen back is the blog, the business blog on ofm.co.za. But also remember to stay tuned for some more business news right here on the Business Hour. And I'm Cyril Viljoen on OFM, the sound of your life.
The Business Hour with Cyril Viljoen on OFM.